All right, I want you to do me a favor. If you would, open your Bible to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. While you're turning over there, I'd like to say that I sure appreciate our friends coming out here. I tell you, Brother Bob Cavanis, the pastor of the First Independent Baptist Church over in Grand Prairie, Texas, I sure appreciate you coming, Brother Bob. I love you, and I appreciate you being here, you and your boys. And Brother Fred Bratton from the Open Door Baptist Church over in McKinney, Texas, real good friend of mine. Amen. Brother Larry Bagby and his wife and other folks from their church there. And Brother Rick and his wife and his people from up in Kansas. Amen. I sure appreciate y'all coming. It's a real blessing to be in service with each one of you. Amen. And so I'm just looking to see what God's got for us and what God's going to do to us and for us and through us. And so I want you to pray tonight for the touch of God. I want you to pray for the touch of God, and we'll say only what he'd have said and exactly what he'd have done, and we'll all go home and be blessed. I told you last night about a message that I was going to preach tonight. Brother Larry had asked me about a message before I'd come up here or sent me an email or something, and I had planned on preaching that message. I had planned on preaching that message tonight. But I'll tell you the truth, I got there in the motel room last night and I dozed off, and boy, it's like the Lord got to nudging me and I woke up and he was a loving all over me and just a hugging on me. And I'll tell you the truth, he was just all over me. And I'd go to writing something down. I'd write a verse of scripture down. I'd go back to sleep and get up, John. I want to talk to you some more. I want to talk to you some more, John. I got something I want you to do for me. I want you to go down to Calvary Baptist Church and I want you to tell them something for me. I want you to, and I'd go back to sleep, try to go back to sleep. A few minutes later, I was up again. I mean, I stayed up all night long, stayed up all night. I try to walk around outside, come back and lay down. I said, Lord, you're about to kill me. Amen. Are you just about to kill me? I'm telling you the truth. But Lord, I already got this plan. Don't preach that. I got something else I want you to give them. Amen. And so I better mind the Lord. Isn't that right? I just better mind the Lord, what he has here tonight. And so, like I say, it's good to have each one of you out to the house of God tonight. Now, you know, every night I've been carrying a wash rag. Most of the time when I go preach somewhere, I generally carry between 4 to 6 handkerchiefs every time I get up to preach. But I started in the motel, since they do the cleaning anyway. I always carry their washcloths. Well, today when me and Brother John got back from over Broken Arrow, my wife had told him, don't clean up the room, because Brother Johnny was in the room. Don't clean up the room. And so I didn't have no wash rag to be able to carry tonight. Bless God, I got me a towel. Bless God. I mean, I just got me a towel. I got a friend of mine that pastors the church. And whenever women come there and they try to show their thigh and their legs crossed and all the way up to the appendix scar, amen, he has ladies in this church, goes around and passes out towels. He's got a big sign up behind his pulpit, and by their towels you shall know them, amen. Amen, amen. I think that's the way it ought to be. Is that right? Amen, amen. Dress that heifer, amen, amen. Amen. But anyway, if you've never been here before, I don't want you to know I'm just an old-fashioned Baptist preacher. Amen. Just old-fashioned, blood-bought. I believe in being washed in the blood, saved by the grace of God, the endowment of power from on high. I'm an old-fashioned, don't flip out now when I tell you this, I'm an old-time premillennial Baptist preacher. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Pre-millennial. I'm not a post-millennialist. Amen. I'm not a post. I don't even like to go down to the post office. Amen. Half them folks is not killing each other anyway. Is that right? Amen. I don't eat post toasters. Is that right? I don't even hitch my horse to a post. Amen. Is that right? I'm not an all-millennialist. I'm not an all-millennialist. I'm not an all-millennialist. I tell you what I think an all-millennialist is. One day the Lord's going to come get us. We're going to go out to the sky one day, and the all-millennialist is going to look up and say, oh, I wonder what happened to that bunch. Amen. I believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Amen. I really believe that. Amen. Amen. You see, a lot of these folks is worrying about the Y2K and the 666 and all that bunch of junk. Amen. But I'm telling you the truth, devil's worried about something. Pretty soon when the Lord's going to come get us at the rapture of the church, he's going to see a 9.5 Buster Brown as I go up through the skies. Amen. 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 I believe that. Pretty soon it's going to be. I believe this, Brother Roger. Well, pretty soon the Lord's going to come get us. We're going to take our flight up there. We're going to leave out of here like Superman. Is that right? We're going to come back like the Lone Ranger. Is that right? Mounted up on our horses. Is that right? I done told them all. I said, on my front door, I want you to leave a reef up there saying, I'm going to meet my boss, suffer my loss, and I'm coming back on my horse. Amen. Amen. Is that right? Amen. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Bless God. I'm premillennial. Amen. Amen. I'm a blessed God. I believe we're going to get out of here for any millennial reign. Is that right? I really believe that. Amen. Now I want to show you something, and then we'll give you the message right on. Amen. But one more time, I'll say thank you so much for being here. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, from verse 21, and reading, in verse 21, and the Bible says, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of every male child that opened the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just, and he was devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Bless God, he must not have been a Baptist. Amen. Verse 26, and it says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he would... Can I stop right there and say something? I don't understand why that word Holy Ghost scares Baptists. Is that right? The Holy Ghost just means the returned spirit of a dead person. Is that right? Jesus is alive, my friend. Amen. All right, look at there. And it says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord, before the Lord Christ. And it says that he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to him for the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, Lord, let thou now thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which was prepared before the face of all people. He said, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And then he says, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phineo, it says, in the tribe of Aser, and she was of great age, and had lived with her husband for 7 years from her virginity. And she was the widow of 80. She was 84 years old, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer day and night. And she coming in that instance, giving thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake unto him and to all, and looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. Reading those 16 verses there, the Bible, there was a custom in the land of Israel that after a child reached the 8th day, they were supposed to bring that child before the priest for his circumcision, what they were supposed to do. And as Mary and Joseph fulfilled the custom of the law, they took Jesus and they brought him there to Simeon. God had promised Simeon a long years ago. He said, Simeon, I promise you one thing. You will never die until you see the Messiah, the Christ child, until you see redemption come to Israel. Now listen to this. The Bible said that Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus to Simeon. When Simeon got ready to pull that blanket back, I'll tell you next time if I get to come back what he saw when he pulled that blanket back. But for time's sake, the Bible said when he pulled that blanket back and he looked at the Christ child, he said, my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. He said, Lord, I'm ready to depart. I'm ready to leave here. Lord God, the Messiah, the Christ child that we've been looking for thousands of years has come here. And Brother John, I tell you something. Christ shed his blood in four places. Christ shed his blood on the day of circumcision. Christ shed his blood out there in the garden. Christ shed his blood in Pilate's judgment hall. And Christ shed his blood on Calvary, on Golgotha's hill. Is that right? There's Christ there, and old Simeon looks at him. I want to preach you a message tonight on exactly what I believe that Simeon said that night. That's him. That's him. I believe that's exactly what he said. I believe that night, Brother Rogers, he began to pull that cover back, and he looked in the face of the Christ child. I believe, bless God, he looked at Mary and Joseph there, and he said, hey, my eyes have seen the salvation. That is him. I believe old Simeon had a shouting spell. I believe, bless God, he began to run all over that temple, hollering, that's him. That's him. That's the one I've been looking for. And the Bible said that Anna come in there, 84 years old, and Simeon said, Anna, don't worry about it, honey child. That's him right here. I believe that Anna had a spell, 84 years old. I believe that she said, that's him too, amen. And Simeon said, God, I'm ready to depart. I'm ready to get out of here. Glory to God, I've seen him. That's him. That's him. You know what I say tonight? In my own life, not only does Simeon say that's him, not only does Anna say that's him, but Johnny Campbell says that's him. This morning when I woke up in my motel room and I peeked out the window and the sun was coming up, I looked up in the glory and I said, that's him, amen. That's him, is that right? I said, that's him. When I'm around my house, Brother Bob, and I go to look at my refrigerator and open my refrigerator and it's full of groceries where it used to be full of beer and sometimes nothing to eat, I just back off and say, that's him. I just back off and say, that's him. And today when we went down to look at that camper down in Broken Air, you know the only thing I can say? I can say, that's him. Amen. Is that right? That's him. That's him. That's him. How many times, Brother Bob, the times has been short sometimes, and Brother, I didn't know what, if finances were going to come in to help me to be able to get up the road or what, and sometimes I'd walk up to my mailbox, I'd open my mailbox, and there'd be a letter in there from a saint of God, with a little love offering in there. I just had to back off and say, that's him. That's him. He's come through again. Is that right? How many times is that him? Amen, amen, brother. I believe that. I really believe that. How many times? How many times? How many times when my kids was home and sick, when they was home and they was little and they was sick, I'd go in there in the back room and some of them, my boy one time had pneumonia and he had a real high fever. And I got down there and I laid my hand on his forehead and I prayed for Mike Campbell. I prayed for Mike. I went on back in the living room a little bit later. I went back in there and he was just as cool as a cucumber. You know all I can say? That's him. Is that right? That's him. That's him. Glory to God. That's him. Amen. Is that right? That's him. How many times? Bless God. You can say the same thing. I want to look at some people that said that's him. You see, you don't come along too late to tell me, and as much trouble as he pulled me out of, that that's not him. That's not him. Sometime I'd like to come back and tell you the ones that's not him. When you go to these houses, you see these pictures of a Christ with a long hair on his shoulders, a effeminate looking, that's not him. Is that right? Our Lord was a man, is that right? He was much man, is that right? He was a real man, that's him. But that hippie looking thing, that's not him. Is that right? I'm trying to tell you the truth, so how many times, that's him. Well, who all said that's not him? Who all said that's him? Well, you know, bless God, John the Baptist, when he's standing on the river of Jordan out there baptizing, John chapter 1, verse 29, and he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Do you know what John was saying? John was saying, that is him. Is that right? I believe with the darling Son of God, when he walked off in that muddy Jordan that day, I believe all the catfish down in that river, muddy river, looked at each other and said, that's him. That's him. That's him. That's him down there in the Jordan here. Bless God. I believe them old tadpoles got to jumping around. Not them Budweiser frogs, but them other frogs. I believe they got to jumping up on land. They got to going everywhere saying, that's him. That's him. That's him. I've seen him. Is that right? Amen. That's him. Old John said that was him. I got another one. I got to think about another guy. His name was the great Apostle Paul. He was the great Apostle Paul. And I begin to think about old Paul. I begin to think about old Paul there. How that Brother Bob, how they took old Paul and they put him in the Roman prison. Is that right? They took old Paul and they put him in the Roman prison. They thought they had Paul locked up. But I got news for you, my friend. Paul was just booked up. 14 books of the New Testament was wrote while Paul was locked up in jail. Did you know that the Bible said that he paid for his own hired house? Did you know that the Bible said that every time, listen like this, every time they get ready to bring old Paul a meal and they slide him a little meal into that manor town prison, old Paul would look at that meal and say, that's him. That's him. I got that meal because of him. Did you know that every time they'd have them guards, they had old Paul chained to them guards. They had old Paul chained to them guards. And listen, did you know that the Bible said in Philippians 4:22, it said, Paul said, the household of Caesar salutes you. Oh, Paul, bless God, won every one of them guards for the Lord. Do you know them guards didn't even want to go down around Apostle Paul? You know why? Because he'd say, that's him. I believe it was something like this. I believe this is about the way it was. I believe it's something like this. I believe, come on, John. All right. I believe that every time they got old Paul hooked up, I believe Paul said, y'all come on and hook me to them guards. I'm going to tell you what happened to me on that Damascus road. You know, old guard, you ought to raise your hand every once in a while and just praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. You ought to just praise the Lord every once in a while. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what happened. One day I was going down that Damascus road and a great light shined from heaven. And it said, I said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Believest thou this? Do you believe that he can save you, man? I'm telling you, repent of your sins. You can be born again. You know what the Bible says in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get away from me. Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved.
Paul,
yes,
what must I do to be saved?
Ask him into your heart and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He'll save you right there. Do you believe this?
Yes, I do.
Amen. 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 What do you think about that? Did he save you? Did he save you? Did he forgive your sin?
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind.
Yes. That's him! That's him! That's him! Is that him, Brother John? Is that him, Brother John? Amen, that's him. You see, every time Paul, they thought they had Paul chained. Paul had them chained. Every time he got, toward a God, he'd say, that's him, guard! Ask God, they'd get together with Paul and say, amen, I don't want to get around that crazy Baptist preacher. He'll lead us to the Lord. Is that right? You know what I believe Paul, if he lives by the Lord, that God get ready to release him, he'd say, next. Next. When you come hook up to me, I'm going to tell you that's him. Toward that God, that's him. Not only did Paul say that's him, but my Bible says that's him. Every chapter says that's him. Every comma says, that's him. Every period says, that's him. Every book says, that's him. I can even get in my maps and it says, that's him. I can get in the concordance and it says, that's him. Is that right? I tell you what you did, do me a favor. Put your Bible to your ear. Put your Bible to your ear. If you listen real close, it's saying, that's him. It's saying, that's him. Do you hear it? I hear it. I hear it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is him, Lord. Is that right? Your Bible says that's him. Not only that, but the Bible says, God the Father says that's him. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. When Jesus stepped in that river Jordan, Jesus, God the Father says, he said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Is that right? The Father said, that's him. He was not ashamed to claim him his own. The Bible said, that's him. Simeon said, that's him. Anna said, that's him. Paul said, that's him. John said, that's him. The Father says, that's him. Can I tell you something else? His works says, that's him. How do you know that, Brother John? I'll tell you why. Because one day there was a little boy. I don't know if he was going to school or where he was. He had 2 sardines and 5 hush puppies in his lunch bucket. I know he wasn't black because you can't get a fish from a black, amen. You'd have to kill him. Is that right? He wasn't Sambo, amen. I'm trying to tell you, amen. And this little boy was going down the road one day, and Philip went over and said, boy, what you got that lunch? He said, oh, I got 2 sardines and 5 hush puppies. And he went back and said, Lord, what is this among so many? And the Lord said, when I put in my hand and bless it, I can show you what I can do. The Bible said there was 5,000 men plus women and children. Almost 25,000 people was out there. And the Lord said, the Lord blessed it. And he fed him. He blessed God. He had so much food left over. He had 12 baskets full. You know what I believe happened, Brother John? I believe when they got through, I believe they gave that little boy some baskets. And he went running home. And he set that basket up on the front porch. And his mama walked out there and said, son, where in the world did you get this? He said, mama, you won't believe it. You packed me a good lunch today, mama. She said, how did you get that? Did you steal that? He said, no, mama. He said, I was walking down the road and a man asked for my sardines. And he blessed them. Mama, he fed 25,000. I told you about that line. I told you about that line. You better stop that line to me. About that time Jesus' disciples going over the top of the hill. He said, mama, that's him. Glory to God. That's him. Yeah, is that right? Yeah. That's him that can live in your life. Amen. The Father said that's him. John said it's him. Paul said it's him. Amen. Boy, I tell you the truth. No wonder he kept me up all night. Oh, boy. I tell you the truth. I believe something else, too. I believe when them disciples was out there on that sea that night and that storm arose that night and it says there's a boisterous wind and it began to reel and rock. And them disciples run to the back of that ship and they said, Master, do you care if we perish? And he stood up and he spoke to the wind. I believe it laid down just like a little puppy dog. I believe the wind spoke out and said, that's it. Even the winds and the waves obey his command. Is that right? That's him. That's my Lord. Glory to God. Is that right? That's him. That's him. Not only that, not only that. Not only that, my friend. Not only that, my friend. There's something else. Paradise says that's him. You see, Simeon said, I read you there a while ago, that the Lord promised me when I seed him, I was going to depart, that I was going to die and leave this world. I believe right after that old singing, what he was saying, he said, Lord, let me depart. I'm ready. I've seen your salvation.
Amen.
You see, paradise was in the center of the earth at one time. And I believe when old Simeon died, he went down in the cool side, down in paradise, down in the center of the earth. And I believe old Simeon walked down there with the old saints of God, Moses, and all them down in that paradise in the center. I believe old Simeon went around and said, I seen him. I was doing my daily duty of circumcision, and they brought him in, and I seen him.
Amen.
I seen him. I seen him up on the other side. I seen him up there. A few minutes later, here come an old saint of God, Anna. She said, I want you to know, I just got dispatched down here, and I seen him too. That's him. I seen him up there. A little while later, here come one in there. I mean, boy, he had that camel skin scooch coat on. Oh, John the Baptist, he come in, he said, I seen him down on the River Jordan. He said, when they cut my head off, I puckered up and said, that's him, it don't matter what you do. You know what I kind of believe the Bible said? After they cut John's head off, they said, put it on a platter and bring it into Herodias. I believe this, everything inside of me, Brother Roger. I believe they put John's head on that platter, covered it with a cloth, and he went back there and said, Herodias, here's the head of John the Baptist. I believe he said, old woman, that's him.
Amen.
John said, I seen him. I seen him. He's a man. Some time passed by later. All of a sudden, here comes a man in there. He said, what's going on up on earth? He said, I'll tell you. He said, I'm a thief. He said, I'm a thief. And I hung beside that man. And I know that's him. And he told me that he's going to be here today, that I'm going to be with me in paradise. Every time, as fast as people died, every time that paradise would open up, they'd say, is that him? Is that him? Is that him coming in here to set us free? Is that him, the Redeemer we've been looking for? Is that him? Is that him? All of a sudden somebody says, I hear some keys are rattling. You see, he said he had the keys of life and of death. Is that right?
Right.
Wow, glory to God. That's him. Wow, glory to God. That's him that entered in there that day. Set captivity captive and let them out the glory world. Is that right? Give gifts unto men. Is that right? So even paradise now says that's him. Not only that, but my friend, I got news for you. At the marriage supper, some of you saints of God will think that you ain't much. You think that you ain't much in the sight of God. But I'm telling you, if you've ever trusted Christ and you've been born again, I'm telling you, when the Lord calls us home, you're going up yonder. You might be a Pentecostal and not believe it, but it don't make a rip you going anyway. Is that right? Bless God, I was with a bunch of them BBF fellows, them Briners, amen. If you hear, I say, hey, man, they ought to be ashamed of yourself,
amen.
They told me, they said, Brother Johnny, when we get down to sit down at the marriage supper, we're all going to sit at the table with the Lord, and we're going to eat with him, and every denomination else is going to serve the table. I said, sir, I want you to know I'll take my plate and shove it in your face. I know a lot of you preachers, a lot of you people's done a whole lot more than I have in this walk of life. And you might be sitting a whole lot closer down there at the table towards where the Messiah's going to be sitting. But I promise you one thing. I'll be sitting in that table somewhere. And with me and Brother Farmer, I believe we'll stand up and we'll point down there. And we'll say, that's him. That's him. Do anything you want to. I say, well, according to God, that's him. Is that right? That's him. Not only that, could I tell you something else? According to Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 26, that one day, listen to this, Israel is going to say that's him. They rejected the law, they rejected the land, and they rejected the Lord. They turn their Messiah away when they come there to Israel. Simeon recognized him. But Israel said, do away with him. Let his blood be upon us and our children. That's what the tribulation period is for. It's to drive them Jews into their Messiah that they crucified. Is that right? And the Bible said that they're going to flee during the tribulation period to a place called Petra, to a rock. And the Bible says, my friend, that they're going to be up in that rock hiding. Every nation under the sun is going to come against that little red rock city of the walls of Petra. And they're going to come against them. And they're going to be screaming, Messiah, where you been? Messiah, where you at? Messiah, are you going to come and get us out of this? Messiah, why come you never come? We've been waiting for the consolation of Israel for years and years. And the Bible says about that time, Brother Bob, there'll be a door opened in heaven. He'll come out on a white charger. And when he gets up, when he steps out there, brother, they're going to see the wounds in his hand. And the Bible said that all Israel's going to break out into song. They're going to say, Lord, where did you get those wounds? He'll say, I was wounded in the house of my friends. Boy, when he does that, they're going to recognize him. And there's going to be a revival of the country born in a day right there. Isn't that good?
Yeah,
last thing I'm going to give you before we close here. One day, you're sitting in this pew here tonight, and you're lost. One day, you're going to say,
yeah,
that's him. Philippians 4:22 says that every knee shall bow, and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Is that right? That one day you're going to say the same day, that's him that I rejected at the Calvary Baptist Church in Oklahoma that day. Is that right? And then that day, God going to march you up before that great white throne judgment. Thank God. Ain't no saint of God going to be there. Ain't no saint of God going to be at that judgment. Amen. We'll be at the Bema seat. We'll be at the judgment seat of Christ. But we won't be at the great white throne judgment. But can I tell you, saved folks, something? Did you know that God will never wipe the tears away from your eyes until that judgment is over with? Your kinfolk, you people that you say you're, you'll have your glorified body, but you'll still be weeping in a glorified body. That grandson, that daughter, that husband, that wife, that person that you knew, that you said that you loved, that you never told about Christ, you'll see when God takes them and tells the angels to bind them hand and foot and to fling them into everlasting darkness. And you will stand there and you'll see it and you'll weep in your glorified body. Is that right? When they take them off, they'll be screaming at you. How come you never told me? How come you never told me? You better tell him that's him today. What, you got a chance. You better tell him today. You better tell your lost loved ones and go to him and say, my child, you need to repent. That's him that died for the sins of the world.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
One day you will. You'll fall on your knees. You'll say, that's him to the glory of God the Father.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's him.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads if you would, please.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. I want to ask you a question here. You here tonight, as you sit in this pew tonight, you say, Brother Johnny, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was a day and a time in my life when I repented of my sins. I can remember, maybe as a young boy, maybe as a young girl somewhere, maybe in a jail, hospital, I don't know where it might have been. Maybe a camp meeting. Maybe at your mama's knee. But there was a day and a time in your life when you said, that's him. And I've got to accept him. That I don't go to hell. Brother John, I know that I'm as sure for heaven as if I'd been there 10,000 years. Brother John, I know that I'm ready to meet God. I like every child of God in this place. Will you signify it by an uplifted hand? If you're not ashamed of it, if you're not ashamed of it, all right, you can put them down now. Brother Roger, his hands couldn't go up. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What a great day to come and say, oh, sacred lamb, will you save me here today? And I promise you that he'll do it. Today would be the greatest day that I know. God kept me all night just to tell you one day that that's him. He wants you to come today and to repent of your sins. He wants to listen. He wants to help you through your heartache, through your problems, through your trials, and change you completely and let you be a child of God, ready to meet him one day. And you'll be so happy to say, that's him. I met him tonight at the Calvary Baptist Church. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Say, Brother John, I'd like to come. Brother John, I'm not sure if I'm saved. Boy, what a great time to come tonight. We've had a great time in the house of God tonight. Will you come? Will you come? Let's all stand if we would, please. Let's all stand. Yes.
You had to go.
Will you come? You say, Brother Johnny, I need to come tonight, Brother Johnny. I need to come pray. I have forgot. I have got so cold of the Lord. I'm not even respecting me from what I used to one time. But that's him. Will you come? Will you come? Yes, it's good. Come on, children. Come on, children. That's him. That's him. That's him. I'm trying to tell you about tonight. That's him. John said that was him. God the Father said that was him. Paul said that was him. Peter said that was him. Timothy said that was him. I say that's him. Will you come? Will you come?
Of a mortal man.
Yes.
Oh, sacred lamb.
Will you come?
Thou sacred lamb.
Will you come tonight? Say, Brother John, I gotta come.
He died alone
just for you.
And you took my stand.
And he took your stand.
To make me clean.
Will you come?
And white as snow.
Yes, will you come?
To Calvary.
For you and me.
You had to go.
Yes.
And you came a simple of a man.
Yes. Will you come?
To save my
somebody else. Say, Brother John, I need to come. Brother John, I already have some burdens. Brother John, I done got to the place that I got so cold. And invitation after invitation. I don't never go.
You'll take us home.
While she's singing, I want to say something.
You come for the
God has done some things in this church this week. Ain't that right, brother? He has. He has touched hearts. He's done things for you. He's answered prayers for you. He's done so much for you here this week. How many times have you been on the altar and just say, thank you, Lord? Have you left here after he's done so much for you and met the people on your job or wherever and say, I know, that's him. That's him. A lot of you just keep on and with your heartache and your problems thinking you can handle them yourself, but you can't never handle them. Another verse, sister. Will you please?
To make me clean.
Will you come?
And white as snow.
Will you come?
To Calvary. You had to
that's
go.
Him. Yes.
And you came a simple
yes.
Man.
Yes.
To save my soul.
Yes.
Accomplished. Oh, sacred
Lord, I pray, Lord, God, phrases. God, I pray, God, that you might help her, God. Lord, we know, Lord, God, so many times burdens and heartaches and problems. I pray, God. Oh.